sometimes the path might be a little different, but the destination, once again, the Sweet 16, take on a really good Louisville team. He's the coach, live on the scene in the Lone Star State, coffee in hand on Twitter, at GoDucksKG. Coach Graves, congratulations to you, your staff, your team. How's everybody feeling after just another terrific accomplishment?
Oh, Steve, we're doing great. We're doing great. I appreciate you having me on today. And I'm not your typical leadoff hitter. I'm not built like one, that's for sure. And you mentioned the coffee. Man alive, we moved today to a new hotel, and it's an even tighter bubble. We can't even get our own coffee now. It has to be delivered in bulk. Can you believe that? It's crazy.
Oh, man. It seems to be a pattern with you. But, Coach, before the South Dakota game, I said to a friend of mine, see if this makes sense. You know, sometimes a good shooter who's struggling needs to see the ball go through the net. With your young team, whether it was the Pac-12 tournament or this, I was like, if they just get one, experience a big win, I think it'll feed off itself. That makes sense?
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. We'd gone into come into this tournament having lost 5 of 6. And you know, you're talking about a group that really hasn't experienced a lot of, you know, certainly the returners, adversity. And we just, you were right. We it didn't have a lot of positive things to draw upon. And so, yeah, really good win in that first game. I think just, you start to believe a little bit. You feel good about yourself. And, you know, and then it can snowball, and we saw the effects of that last night.
You know, that opener against the South Dakota, that's a good team, hot start. Then you enter the second quarter up 25-8. You had some threes from Boley and Mike Sell. Then, of course, that second quarter. I mean, you hold a tournament team to a foul shot in historic quarter, historic half. So what's the coach thinking as all that's unfolding?
Where's that defense been for the whole season, you know? I think for the first time in that game against South Dakota, our height was a huge factor defensively. They never got comfortable. We wanted to change our defenses, and we did. We gave them a couple of different looks in the three-quarter court, you know, to just try to, you know, just keep them off balance because they're a rhythm team. And then when they did get some decent looks inside, you know, our length, I think, just really affected them. So, you know, their shots seemed to be off all night long. And you know, and like you said, offensively, we had a pretty good shooting night. You know, we haven't shot a lot of three-pointers in this tournament so far, but we're shooting them well.
Go ahead.
No. So that's been a real positive.
Talking Ducks with Coach Graves. You know, before the games, the controversy, of course, all these teams arrive, and you get to share 4 dumbbells and a yoga mat. And then, you know, Sedona Prince was like having none of it. Goes public. We know how viral the video went. I don't know that every coach jumps in like you did. How easy was it for you to have her back and kind of shine the light on what basically was mistreatment?
Well, I'm really proud of, you know, not only Sedona, but the whole team, because they really backed her up as well, and several of our players were quite boisterous about that, but she was the spark to the whole, really the whole movement. I see on the ticker today that the NCAA has hired a firm to investigate and to make sure it doesn't happen again. I think it's great. I'm so proud of Sedona, and you know, she's not afraid to put herself out there. You know, she's got the legislation, you know, with the NCAA and, you know, but she's a strong person and she knows what, you know, she believes what she believes, and she saw a wrong and spoke up. And, you know, I think what's made it so effective, Steve, is that she didn't come at it like, you know, she used a little bit of humor.
Yeah.
And obviously the visual component, you know, was so stark, that contrast, that it really hit home. So it wasn't just, oh, this is a whiny person, you know, just shut up and do your job kind of thing. She really, I thought, had the perfect tone. And that's why it's reached, you know, all the way to the U.S. Senate. You know, I think you're going to see some major changes, and that's great. Good on her, you know.
Yeah, and of course, then, you know, she draws the attention, and we see they cut away right before your game started. I don't know if you saw it. They're showing your team in the layup line, and she's dunking. So, obviously, yeah. She got fired up. So, not only did she play great, lay it on the line, would I be accurate in saying I saw a young player also take a big step towards being one of your program leaders?
No question about it. Yeah, no question about it. She has been our leader throughout this tournament. And, you know, we talked about it, you know, a couple of days before we played our first game. Hey, Ducks, we've put ourselves out there. We're the ones that kind of got this rolling. Now we've got to back it up with our play. And they have, and especially Sedona. And I think that's what makes it more powerful. And I said, you know, you think you have a big platform now? Wait till we get to another weekend. That platform becomes even bigger. And then even a third weekend, now people are really going to listen. And so I think they've really taken it upon themselves to basically back up their words.
On to the Georgia game. I mean, you've had to make so many adjustments this year, tinkering with playing time, maybe get your freshman minutes. So at halftime, as far as the defense went, the former Georgia coach, Andy Landers, was talking about you on ESPN, and he said you kind of had to make a choice, go with your various zones to force them or hit outside, or maybe go man where they might maybe have an edge one-on-one with a little bit of bounce. How accurate was his read there?
Yeah, well, we mix it up, you know. We go back and forth between our man and a couple of different zones, and then we can go three-quarter and pull it back into the half court. So we try to not trick people, but we just try to keep them off balance. We are who we are. We're not a quick basketball team. We do have length. And so, yeah, I just think by us mixing it up, I think really helps. We've been packing in that zone, and I think my staff, and I give them just a ton of credit, Mark Campbell and Jody Berry and Chavi Lopez. They've just done a great job preparing the team and really scouting our opponents, and we've made them play to their weaknesses, I think, over the last two games. And now we've got to keep that up and even be better, because guess what? The further you advance in this tournament, the fewer the weaknesses, that these teams have. It gets tougher and tougher every round.
Well, I'll tell you, Coach Landers and Rebecca Lobo were loving what you were doing. Talking Sweet 16 with Coach Graves, sometimes the stat sheet tells a story. Sometimes you actually got to watch the game. Your freshman, Maddie Shear, yeah, 6 assists, 3 steals are nice. But I think, as you said, even in the post game, just her poise, her ability to apply pressure, and just handle the ball to get the offense moving. I mean, how huge was she?
Well, she's been, amazing. We wouldn't be here without her. You lose somebody like Tahina Pau-Pau. I mean, think about that. You're talking about a future pro and a first-team All-Pac-12 performer, and she's not with us. And so you go with a freshman that is starting her first game in the NCAA tournament. She's been phenomenal. Defensively, I'm glad you brought that up. That's where she's had her biggest impact. She is our best defender on the perimeter, and she's showing that. She's got great length, and I've just been really impressed with what she's done offensively. You know, she didn't score yesterday, but without her, we're not into any kind of offense. We're not getting the ball to the right people, you know. We really hurt him inside. Well, we don't get the ball inside if it's not for her. So, yeah, I'm so proud of her, and I'm really happy for her success.
A couple final thoughts for Coach Graves. So there was a sequence in the second quarter. Georgia went up 6, then 3 trips. Boley hit a 3, Mike Sell hit a 3, Boley again. It was tied. And, you know, you could lose that in the drama of the second half. But, Coach, to avoid getting into a big hole and kind of give the Bulldogs a taste of what you could do, how big was that sequence confidence-wise?
Oh, my goodness. It's huge, especially with those two. When Mike Sell and Boley see that ball go through the net, then you know, good things are going to happen, because they're so critical, and especially when you've got, you know, two inside players that we have that are playing so well right now, you couple that with excellent outside shooting, and now suddenly you become pretty dangerous. And, and that's kind of what we are. That's kind of how we envision this thing going down right from the very start of the season. It hasn't always been that way, but you know, we thought, hey, we've got a great combination inside outside, and it's, you know, we're really starting to see that in this tournament.
All right, lastly, Louisville. Of course, Jeff Walsey's a National Coach of the Year candidate. I mean, they've been in the Final Four. They've been in the final game. I think they've only missed the tournament once in 15 years. And then they had to rally against the Northwestern. But what do we need to know about the kinds of challenges this particular Cardinals team presents?
Well, they're obviously very, very good. They're you know, led by, you know, perhaps the best point guard in the country in Dana Evans, first team All-American, super quick. You know, people forget, you know, we didn't lose many games in the Sabrina Ruthie era. They beat us last year.
Yep.
Louisville down in the Paradise, or in the, what
Bahamas,
was that? Virgin
St.
Island.
Thomas, someplace
yeah.
down there.
and so, you know, he does a great job. He's a great tournament coach because he's not afraid to make adjustments and change on the fly, and he game plans. You know, and so we're going to, you know, I don't know what kind of trick he's going to have up his sleeve, but there will be something we're going to have to, you know, to play for. But yeah, they're just loaded. They've got 5-star All Americans, McDonald's All Americans. I mean, they recruit the same players that we do. They get some and we get some. So, it's going to be a great match between two really good teams. They're going to be more athletic than us. We're going to be bigger than them. So we'll see, you know, what prevails in the end.
Well, Coach, you're back, as they say, on the national stage, Sweet 16. I know people here are losing it and loving it. Congratulations. Enjoy your coffee. Best of luck on Sunday. And we look forward to talking next week. Thanks for checking in, Kelly.
All right, Steve. I appreciate it, buddy.
All right. Have a good one. Take it easy.